88.9 WLRY, live online, WLRY.org. And Winter Jam, we have Carrie Jobe joining us right now. And before we went to air, Carrie, we were talking, sometimes Winter Jam seems like winter and sometimes it doesn't. Well, definitely it seems like winter this time around, huh?
It does, and it is freezing.
Yeah. How do you stay healthy with the cold weather? And then you were telling me you go to Florida, where it's going to be hot, of course.
I know. Well, I don't know. We just try to, you know, do all the vitamins and just be careful. Yeah. If anyone's on the sick, they get, quarantined
and
shunned by everyone.
So, I mean, do you do vocal warm-ups? How do you keep your voice in shape?
We do. I do vocal warm-ups. I have some warm-ups from my vocal coach in Nashville. Her name's Diane Sheets. So she just makes a little thing for me so I can use it on the road. And just being careful, hot tea, all the normal things.
Yeah, very cool. So is this your first time on Winter Jam, or have you done this before?
So I've done it before, but it's been about 5 or 6 years.
Okay. And have you played with the folks that are on Winter Jam, like Skillet and Building 429, Jordan Felice, before?
I've played with everybody except for Jordan. A few years ago when I was on it, was the same, some of the same crew and same guys, so that's kind of neat. So a little bit like a family reunion.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Again, Carrie Jobe is joining us. You can find out more about her. Her website is carriejobe.com. And your last record came out, well, it's almost been a year, right?
Yes, it has. It came out in February, so we're almost to that year mark.
Any new music in the works?
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
It's all kind of like in the preliminary, like, theme stages. Nothing really finished or ready to go. But, yeah, so it's always how it starts, which is always encouraging, It's inspiring to be writing.
Right, right. And a lot of people know of you as a worship artist. Tell us a little bit about your work with Gateway Worship.
Oh, yeah. So I grew up with Gateway, and the worship team there really started to, spread my wings and learn how to use my gifts at church there. And so I just love them, their family, and I'm really grateful for them in my life.
Right. And I understand your husband, was he a part of Gateway Worship as well? Is that how you guys met?
Yeah, we met there and started leading worship together, and he started traveling with me as one of my musicians, one of my band guys. So, yeah, kind of crazy. We just became really good friends, and for about 5 years, we didn't really realize that God had, marriage for us, but it's been pretty amazing.
That is awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about your set at Winter Jam. What can people expect?
Yeah, so we're just going to go for it. We're just going to... we have 25 minutes to just worship God, and we have some songs people will recognize and can just join in and sing and worship the Lord. I'm excited. We'll see how it goes with people, and if we need to change songs because they're not connecting, then we will. We just want it to be a moment for people to just enter into the presence of God, not just be entertained. Entertainment's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun night. Lots of things to be excited about, but I think it'll be fun to just say, okay, let's just stand to our feet and let's just worship God and enter into his presence.
Amen. Amen. Live Worship, of course, the Majestic album. And really, it's become kind of a worship classic, the song Forever. Mm. That really connected with a lot of people.
Yeah, it really has. And we are going to do it on the tour, so that's exciting.
Okay, very good. Again, Carrie Jobe is joining us here. She is part of Winter Jam, which is going to be in Columbus at the Schottenstein Center on January 20th. So what artists were you influenced by growing up, Carrie?
Oh, man, that's a hard question. it kind of will date me because I grew up when it was like Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, all of the classic, to me, the classic Christian music artists. But also, I was so inspired by worship. Delirious came out when I was a teenager, and Darlene Check started leading worship when I was a teenager. So it's very inspired by that worship.
Yeah. Now, when you're out on Winter Jam, how do you guys go about your devotion time? Do the artists get together and have a devotion time each day, or how does that all work out?
Yeah, so we do Sundays. We do Jam Church on Sundays. Everyone really looks forward to it because it's so powerful to be together. And then as our team, we pull together and pray every night before we go out. Just ask each other, hey, what do you think God's doing today? What do you think God wants to do tonight in this room? And just get, you know, a real feel for just being in unity together with what we feel like God's saying.
Now, does your family get to travel with you on Winter Jam?
Yes, thankfully. I have my son out, who's almost two.
Right.
And then, of course, Cody, my husband. And, yeah, I feel really blessed to be able to have my family with me.
Again, Carrie Jobe joining us. She is part of the big lineup. January 20th, Schottenstein Center. It is Winter Jam 2018. And thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. And stay warm on the road out there.
Okay, we'll try. Thank you so much. We'll see y'all soon.